For this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A rollback of COVID-19 restrictions means Colorado restaurants will be able to resume in-person dining next week. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
The new guidelines will help restaurant owners who are struggling to draw diners in the cold weather. But capacity will still be capped at 25% across much of the state. Chris Fuselier is the owner of Blake Street Tavern, a sports bar in downtown Denver. He says 25% capacity is not enough to keep most restaurants alive, especially those that can't rely on takeout and delivery.
It's a lifeline. It's a start, but it's something that cannot be sustained for a period of time.
Still, he's grateful to be able to serve people inside at all. He plans to rehire 35 people. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Denver police are investigating human remains found in two suitcases near a trail in southwest Denver. CPR's Matt Moret has more.
City workers were clearing snow along Sanderson Gulch on Tuesday morning when they found the suitcases off the side of the road. The Denver coroner's office determined the unidentified remains were those of one recently deceased white man. Officials have not released a cause or manner of death, but police are investigating the case as a homicide. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
Last month was one of the deadliest on record for avalanches in Colorado. Four people died in December. Jeff Sparhawk is president of the Colorado Search and Rescue Association.
People really need to be on their toes, paying attention. You can't stop thinking. You can't stop analyzing when you're in the backcountry. That's part of it. You get to go out and enjoy the views, enjoy being with friends, but you got to keep your A game going the whole time.
Backcountry experts urge people to take courses, wear proper gear, and avoid areas with and below steep terrain. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.